Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo.
I almost missed that one. I was reading a story on Super Bowl prop bets, how I can lose my money some more. But anyway, we got to keep removing. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and other great products. So what? Guess what? You're never thirsty. Never.
Ever.
Ever, ever, ever.
That's right, man. Let's kick it off with NCAA men's college basketball last night. Iowa beat Michigan State 84-74. Notre Dame beating Wake Forest 79-58. And Ohio beating Central Michigan 83-69. Michigan's still off. They had a breakout of your corona over there at the Michigan campus. So I believe a week and a half ago they were quarantined for like 15 days or something in that regards. That's why I haven't been hearing much from Michigan basketball, if you guys didn't know that. Tonight, Western Michigan going to be in Bowling Green at 7 o'clock. Michigan going to be at Northwestern. Obviously, that's postponed until further notice. NHL last night, the Hurricanes beating the Blackhawks 4-3 in a shootout. Tonight, the Red Wings going to be in Tampa Bay playing the Lightning at 5:30. NBA real quick last night, Jazz beating the Pistons 117-105. Pacers beating the Grizzlies 134-116. And tonight, Pacers going to be in Milwaukee playing the Bucks at 7. Knicks going to be Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock. Let's get to our stories here, man, this morning. Pro football news. You guys obviously know, big game coming up this weekend. Americans who love to make bets on Schmooper Schmoll Sunday, the Tom Brady Invitational, that's what I'm going to call. And they'll do it this year to the tune of about $4.3 billion. That's about how much money is going to be bet around this year's big game. But, well, that sounds like a ton of money. It's actually 37% less than last year. The American Gaming Association believes fewer Americans are betting money this year because of financial problems caused by the pandemic. The only betting that may see an increase is online betting, since many people who typically participate in office pools are either working remotely or really just not working at all. So betting for the big game this weekend down 37%. That's a
huge chunk of money. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a huge chunk of money. You know what? So 4.3 billion, 37%. We can say what? That's what? 1.7
Don't try to get us doing math at this point. Come on now. You know better. You know better than that to try and get us to do math at 6:25 in the morning.
You're right. Moving on. More pro football news. Jerry Rice. He's a Hall of Famer. You know that guy.
Yeah.
We may believe he is the greatest receiver ever play the game. But just because he's retired doesn't mean he's not staying active. For example, he recently shot a commercial that involved him catching a burrito shot out of an air cannon. That's right. Rice sprinted down the field as the burrito flew 100 yards and hit him directly in the hands. Once a legend, always a legend. And I'm sure he ate it afterwards as well. So Jerry Rice still catching over-the-shoulder burrito bombs.
It would have been better if he would have caught it in his mouth. All right. If they would
like
have
Happy Gilmore did with the Subway.
Yeah, if they would have rifled that burrito at his face and he caught it with his mouth, then I'd say that's a good commercial. Right now, whatever.
By the way, in Happy Gilmore, when he does catch that Subway in his mouth because he's starting to get advertised by Subway, he says, and I quote, "I eat three a day to keep me healthy." And I remember looking at Brock at one point. I'm like, dude, 3-foot-long subs a day? Oh, my God. That's a lot of bread.
36 inches of sub right there.
3 a day, dude.
And not to mention, it's the cold cut combo. And believe me, I love Subway, yeah. But the cold cut combo is all processed meat, okay? So eating a lot of processed meat. 36 inches of it, to be precise, okay?
Yeah. 36 inches of something.
Hey, Happy, can I have one of those? Coming right up.
Yep. You smell like Subway for the rest of your life. So there you go. That's your sports this morning, brother.
Good enough. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 1. Yeah. Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
We are
everything that rocks.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Come on.
So stupid. 725, Brock Hunter. Welcome to it. All right. right, folks, we got to keep it moving here before we get to your topic of the day. Let's talk some sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and other great products. So again, you're never thirsty, whether you're watching the big game or just hanging out on a Wednesday morning, whatever. Mm-hmm. You got it.
It's good. You know, I'm going to skip scores. I did scores first hour. Let's just talk some sports, man.
Scores
Let's just
are
talk.
Stupid. Yeah, what do you got?
You know?
What do you got?
Hell with them. What do you want first, college football or pro football?
Pro football. I don't care about college football.
Well, actually, this is pretty good for college football. It's a really good story this morning, actually.
Why do you ask that? If you just do it.
All right, college football. This is fantastic. And maybe it's not for you, but if you did play this back in the day, you're going to love this. EA Sports. It's in the game. You know that guy? You know those guys? Bringing back a fan favorite as they're rebooting their college football video game, NCAA football. Ladies and gentlemen, holy smokes.
Why?
A lot of you are jumping out of your seats right now.
Did you ever play that?
It's a great game. It was a fun game back in the day. I wasn't the guy that like ran home from school so I could play NCAA football, but times I did play it, it was a good time. We had fun with it. Yeah. The last edition of the game was way back in 2013, so they haven't made a game since 2013. EA Sports, didn't offer many details, but video gamers are excited about the news and looking forward to this thing coming back as soon as possible. It's kind of a big deal for people, man. So,
yeah, I guess. I just don't get into that. I'm trying to think.
I mean, people were huge into it,
too. I don't think I ever played it, to be honest.
So here's the thing with the college football. So there was a time where a guy that wasn't even involved with college football was super pissed off and bitching hard because the players weren't getting paid. They were in the game, but they weren't getting paid for it. Mm-hmm. So I found this out on the Pat McAfee podcast the other day. So Madden, why Madden's still a thing? Every single year, everybody in the NFL gets a $10,000 check. Here's your Madden check. Boom. They always have one meeting in the beginning of the year. They're like, you want your Madden check? Here you go. $10,000.
Nice.
Just for being a pro football player. So now I believe the NCAA game is that they're not going to use the same numbers nor names.
So
you know,
it's just going to be random players then.
Random players, but the ability is going to be there, I guess. So you can kind of tell like who's who because old boy has got a 10 in speed, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But very interesting, and a lot of you are out there excited, so dropping that news this morning. Let's move on to pro football. Jerry Rice is a Hall of Famer who we may believe is the greatest receiver to ever play the game. But just because he's retired doesn't mean he's not staying active. For example, recently shot a commercial that involved him catching a burrito shot out of an air cannon. Rice sprinted down the field as the burrito flew 100 yards and hit him directly in the hands. He caught it. Once a legend, always a legend.
They missed the perfect opportunity for him to catch it in his mouth. I don't know why they didn't do that. That would have been way better. That would have been way
better. Jerry Rice. Pretty good receiver there, man. More pro football news. Americans love to make bets on the Tom Brady Invitational or Schmooper Schmooshmo. You can't say that word for some reason. But they'll do it this year to the tune of about $4.3 billion. But, well, that sounds like a lot of money. It's actually 37% less than last year. The American Gaming Association believes that fewer Americans are betting money this year because of financial problems caused by the pandemic. The only betting that may see an increase is online betting, since many people who typically participate in office pools are either working from home or not working at all. So betting down 37%.
I am only making one bet this year, and that is that the Chiefs are winning. Betting on the Chiefs.
Chance. Good luck. I'll bet you on that.
You're going to be so sad when the Chiefs beat the Bucks.
Don't try to make me all sad. No, I'm not going to be sad because they already made it to the Super Bowl. What else do you want from the Bucks?
They're going to lose.
It's the Bucks.
They're going to lose. They're going to lose. Brady is going to be there.
That just makes your boy look even worse because your boy lost to my boy, who potentially could lose to Kiki's boy.
You know what does make Rodgers look worse? When you lose to a guy who throws three interceptions in a game, who's just
at
43 years old, three interceptions. What a game he had. What a game he had. Damn. That's right. Yeah. Rodgers is garbage. They lost to a guy who threw three interceptions.
Not in the Super Bowl.
Believable. No, it's fine. It's good. Like I said, I'm fine because the Bucs are going to win.
One and four in AFC Championship.
That's great.
He can't get. He can only get to Goro. He can't get to Shao Kahn.
It must be nice for Brady to be constantly held on the shoulders of his team. That's great. Yeah. Going through. I mean, if every quarterback could throw three interceptions and still win games, God, I don't even know if football would be worth watching.
He's just going to enjoy that 10th Super Bowl appearance.
That's great. That's great.
God, he's good looking.
He's going to add in another loss. I mean, right up there with his two losses to, what's his face? Oh, yeah, Eli Manning. That's right.
Eli.
It'll be good. Safe bet. Bet on the Chiefs. That's the safe bet.
I can't wait. I hope they win. You know, it is a safe bet.
Hey.
You're over there bragging about the Chiefs who are supposed to win.
Yeah.
So you're just digging yourself a hole. So if the Bucs pull this out somehow.
How do they beat the GOAT? If he's the GOAT, he should be a shoo-in.
What about your GOAT, the fake GOAT? He was sitting at his house drinking scotch.
I don't have time to go over numbers and statistics with you because it just is a waste of time with all you Brady's fans out there.
Yeah, his 33rd playoff.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Here's the problem. In your argument with the Super Bowl.
There's only three franchises that have ever won more playoff wins.
With your Super Bowl argument, that means that Eli Manning is better than 99% of the quarterbacks out there because he has two Super Bowls. If we're going by Super Bowls, if that's what makes you the GOAT, then Eli Manning is better than Ben Roethlisberger. He's better than Dan Marino. He's better than
Aaron Rodgers.
He's better than Patrick Mahomes. Eli Manning is technically better than Patrick Mahomes because he has more Super Bowl wins. That's the flaw in the system. But, hey, I don't want to get into this. It's your sports. And we'll say good luck, Tom. Good luck, Tom.
I can taste the salt in your mouth from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it stinks. Don't get me wrong.
It sucks, doesn't it?
To lose to a guy who is just throwing up footballs, just three interceptions.
Working on his seventh.
Oh, God.
Seventh Super Bowl ring. That's got to hurt. That's got
to
hurt.
To sit there and call a guy who's just chucking balls to the other team left and right as the GOAT. Oh, all right. That's fine. It is what it is. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Yes.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.